the Louisville City Council this week changed their laws, which originally said that medical dispensaries could stay open until 7 p.m. and retail stores until 8 p.m. The original proposal was to allow stores to stay open until midnight. That one was turned down by the council, but they did pass the proposal to allow stores to stay open until 10 p.m. And so that means that now in Louisville, it's 10 p.m. for recreational stores. It's 10 p.m. in Lafayette. It's 10 p.m. in unincorporated Boulder County. But Boulder, the city, you know, wise as we are, still maintains that they're going to keep stores open until 7 p.m.
But this is one of the issues being discussed by the task force.
Actually, when I saw the update, it wasn't one of the things, and that kind of bothers me because I think that's really disadvantageous to everyone concerned, and it isn't treating marijuana like alcohol.
We're coming close to the end of the 2016 legislative session, and there has been some movement around marijuana legislation. One of them that we have been reporting on here is House Bill 1373 around the consumption of medical marijuana in schools for kids who have been prescribed medical marijuana.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this. I was very excited last year when Representative Singer got the bill passed originally, but there was kind of a loophole in that one that allowed school districts to opt out, which many school districts did immediately because they didn't want their people administering the marijuana to students for the most part. And this one gets rid of that. It passed by a resounding majority in both houses. I think in one house everybody stood when they voted just to give reference to the people who have been pushing for this. And really kudos to the Cannabis Patients Alliance and to Representative Singer for passing this through and getting what is basically a way for kids to get something that is really helping them in a school situation. I think it's a great thing. I'm really happy to see them do this.
Also at the legislature, though, there's more hand-wringing around the labeling of organic marijuana. What's going on?
Well, you know, of course, there's no organic labeling of cannabis in any way because it's federally illegal. So that leaves it to the state. So Representative Singer again, and I think Senator Pat Steadman came up with a plan to at least on a state level provide some kind of marking that says that there's no inorganic pesticides being used there. I thought that was a great idea, too. At least it gives consumers some kind of an idea what's going on with the marijuana that they smoke. And I was really disappointed. Senator Raleigh Heath said that it will mislead people to thinking marijuana doesn't have any health effects, that it's okay. It kind of puts a stamp of approval on it. No, not at all. It just says that this plant was grown without pesticides that people are looking for that they don't want in their marijuana. It says nothing else at all.
What is the status now on that legislation?
Actually, that was in a Senate committee and it failed 4-3.
You can read about that and more online at sensimag.com. You can catch Leland Rucker here Thursday mornings. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.